This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
If you love Youth Zone, then love Fletcher's World, an all-new show on Youth Zone. Listen as Fletcher brings you music, chat and segments like you've never heard before. And a new show will be aired every fortnight on the ORFM website and on the Youth Zone app.
Kia ora everyone and welcome into Fletcher's World, one of Youth Zone's newest podcasts. I'm Fletcher Tillard and I'm a Year 8 student at Malaysia. I hope you enjoyed my last show, which was one of our first lockdown shows. It has been real challenging recording from home, but we've tried to be resilient and adaptable as change is a natural part of life. During my last show, we switched things up a bit. Fletcher's mixtapes featured Izelle's favourite song, Heal the World by Michael Jackson. It's a good reminder to be kind to one another, especially when we move throughout the lockdown levels. I did interview Mr. Morrison from school, but sadly the technology for my interview failed and we don't have the interview for you, but we do have the song choice, so stay tuned. I also included a cooking sequence, which and I gave you the recipe for last year's lockdown recipe hat, Chelsea's Lockdown Loaf. And today, I have something yummy for you. Lastly, we had another exciting installment from Tintin's Red Rackham's Treasure. What we'll have in store today. Stay tuned until the end of my show. So, we even had difficulties from last week from Mr. Morrison. We still managed to ask him what his favourite song choice was. Mr. Morrison chose the awesome Journey track, Don't Stop Believing. It's an oldie, but a goodie. Don't Stop Believing is Journey's most enduring song. This track has a unique structure which helps stick it in your head. Where most songs have a chorus that's repeated several times, Don't Stop Believing and brings in the chorus. This antol only at the end, about 3 minutes and 20 seconds into the song. This song was not Journey's biggest chart hit, as that was the song Open Arms, but it is by far Journey's most famous song. It had a resurgence in the 2000s, probably thanks to the hit show Glee for featuring it in episode 1. The line song, Strangers Waking Up and Down the Boulevard, is a reference to Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, where dreams are made. Journey's keyboard player, Jonathan Cain, got this idea for the song when he went to LA to pursue his career. In a Song Facts interview, Jonathan said, "The song began with the chorus. My father coached me. I was in Hollywood struggling with my career. Kind of lost. I was asking, should I come back to live in Chicago and just give up on this dream? Jonathan's father said, no, son, stay the course. We have a vision. It's going to happen. Don't stop believing." So there you have it. A wise reminder to listen to your elders.
Share the night, it goes on.
That was Journey's fantastic song, Don't Stop Believin'. What a great song. I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you, Mr. Morrison, for your music choice this week. Last show, we switched things because we're in lockdown and I premiered Cooking with Fletcher. I'll now be sharing another cool lockdown recipe, something which you can try. So you might have to grab a pen and paper to write it down. During lockdown this year, everyone seems to be cooking sweet chili ham and cream cheese rolls, so I thought this would be a great one to share tonight. You will need 2 cups of flour, 250 grams of tasty cheese, 1 tablespoon of paprika, 4 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 cup of milk, generous pinch of salt, 12 slices of shaved ham, 4 tablespoons of cream cheese, and 1/4 cup of sweet chili sauce. Now, first, preheat your oven to 200 degrees Celsius. Then, set the flour, baking powder, salt, and paprika into a large bowl. Now, add the grated cheese and milk. Stir it until well combined. The mixture can be wet and sticky. Then, dust a chopping board with flour and divide the mixture into 4. Create 4 rectangular shapes and place them onto the chopping board. Sprush sweet chili all up. Add 3 slices of shaved ham onto each scroll. The hams should be slightly overlapping each other. And then place a tablespoon of cream cheese at the bottom of the scroll and then start rolling it over, save from the cream cheese end. Roll until you have the perfect scroll. Brush more sweet chili over the top. Place the scrolls onto a lined baking tray and put in the oven for 20 to 25 minutes. So there you have it. The latest lockdown food bed is super easy to make. It will feed a household and you'll be enjoying a food coma once again. Honestly, what's better than that? It sounds so yummy, doesn't it? Don't eat them all at once. Stay tuned to Fletcher's World next time and another delicious lockdown recipe. And now for our next installment of Red Rankin's Treasure. This classic tinned adventure was written by Hergé in 1943. Red Rankin's Treasure follows on from another book, The Secret of the Unicorn, which Tintin and Captain Haddock, for an exciting and dangerous escape pods, obtain three coded scrolls which tell them the location of the sunken ship, the Unicorn. Here's the story so far. Tintin and Captain Haddock have chartered a Sirius, a fishing tour to search for the Unicorn, hoping they'll find Red Rackham's treasure, an infamous pirate killed by Haddock's ancestor, Sir Francis Haddock. Unfortunately, their treasure hunt didn't stay secret for long when a news reporter overheard Bill, the ship's cook, telling his friend all about it in a bar. It became front page news, and now a crowd of men with dubious claims to be Red Rackham's descendants are clamoring at Tintin's door. Haddock arrives to dispatch them.
Captain Haddock, in a rage.
Leave this to me. Old Susie, there's a real Rackham amongst them.
Sorry. Captain Haddock to the crowd.
So, you're Rackhams, are you? Well, I'm a descendant of Sir Francis Haddock, who killed Red Rackham in single combat. And there's times where I can feel my ancestors fighting blood begin to boil! Am I, you gang of freshwater pirate?
Narrator.
Rolling his sleeves up, Captain Haddock menacingly approaches the crowd, who immediately turn and flee. They stampede down the stairs and out of the building.
Captain Haddock.
Yeah, that's got by that gang of thieves.
Captain Haddock.
What? Another?
Tintin.
Wait, I'll get it.
Narrator.
It's Thompson and Thompson, much the worse for wear having been flattened by the stampeding crowd on the way up the stairs. Tintin invites them in.
Narrator.
Captain Haddock opens the door to a small gentleman in a green hat and overcoat with a balding head, black goatee beard and wire-framed spectacles. This is the first appearance of the archetypal absent-minded professor, Professor Calculus, in a Tintin story. Tintin and Captain Haddock have yet to find out just how hard of hearing he is.
Captain Haddock.
I suppose your name's Red Rackham too.
Professor Calculus.
Yes, I suppose this is a lovely day.
Captain Haddock.
I'm asking your name!
Professor Calculus.
It's 8:30. I'd like to speak to Mr. Tintin, please.
Captain Haddock.
What's your name?
Professor Calculus.
Gone away? What a pity. I particularly wanted to speak to Mr. Tintin himself.
Tintin.
I'm Tintin. What do you want?
Professor Calculus.
Ah, Mr. Tintin, they told me you'd gone away. My name is Professor Calculus, Cuthbert Calculus. I understand that you're about to embark on a search of treasure. That's very nice. But have you considered the sharks?
Tintin.
The sharks?
Professor Calculus.
No, I said the sharks. I expect you'll be doing some diving, so beware sharks. I've invented shark proof submarine. Come to my house and I'll show it to you.
Tintin.
Sorry, I'm very busy and I don't have the time.
Professor Calculus.
No. Oh, it's not far at all.
Tintin.
No, I don't have time.
Professor Calculus.
Yes, of course. Your friends could come too.
Tintin.
I don't have time. No time.
Professor Calculus.
Good. That's settled. We'll go at once.
Narrator.
Unable to communicate to the professor that they have no time, Tintin, Snowy, Captain Haddock, and Thompson and Thompson all reluctantly accompany Calculus to his house, where a plethora of brilliant but crazy inventions await them.
Professor Calculus.
This is a new device for putting bubbles in soda, and this is a clothes brushing machine. This lever operates a wall bed, and here's my apparatus exploring the seabed. As you can see, it's a small submarine. It has an electric motor and has oxygen supplies for 2 hours' time. I'll show you how it works.
Narrator.
Calculus opens up the hatch and steps into the submarine, which is beautifully crafted in the shape of a shark. However, as soon as he sits down in it, the whole thing falls to pieces.
Professor Calculus.
It's sabotage! So it's sabotaged by a machine!
Tintin.
We're extremely sorry, Professor, but we can't use your machine.
Professor Calculus.
What's that? You would like a two-seater?
Tintin.
No, your machine is not for us, sorry.
Professor Calculus.
Yes, sir. That's agreed. I'll make another smaller one for you. It'll be ready in 8 days.
Narrator.
Unable to make the hard-of-hearing professor understand them, a very frustrated Tintin and his friends leave the house.
Stay tuned for my next show. We'll be continuing the awesome adventures of Tintin with the 4th installment of Red Reckon's Treasure. Well, that's my show for another fortnight here on Fletcher's World, Lockdown Edition. Hasn't that been fun? I hope you're all safe and well in your bubbles, and I look forward to bringing you another interesting show in 2 weeks' time. Take care and have an awesome rest of your week. Ka kite ono, and I'll see you later.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.